The Rambam says something very, very important in Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of Tshuva, with regard to sins that pertain to man and man. That when a person sins against his fellow man, he cannot do Tshuva before God until he rectifies the situation. He apologizes and he makes it good. If he owes him money, to pay him the money, but it's not just money. He really needs to pacify the person and to solicit his forgiveness. He's sort of a prisoner of the other person's willingness to forgive. That's why we should consider seriously the consequences of sinning against fellow man. A person sins against God alone, does a sin, eats forbidden foods, and so forth. Then when he does tshuva, he repents only before God. And God is, of course, always ready to forgive, based upon the sincerity of the penitent. But when you've sinned against your fellow man, perhaps you're putting yourself in a more dangerous situation, because you can't just go directly to God. You've got to rectify the situation with the other person. And given that people have emotions and they tend to be irrational, what happens if the other person is not prepared to forgive you? It becomes very, very difficult. Because the Rambam says that you've got to solicit his forgiveness. And if he refuses, there's other things you have to do. You have to solicit friends of that person, a group of three friends, to entreat that person to forgive you. And he says if he still doesn't listen, you have to do it again, three times. Up to three times you have to solicit friends of that person to intercede on your behalf. And thus we see that the person can be stubborn. It may be irrational. But you now become a victim of his stubbornness. However, the Rambam says that after three times, then you can abandon him. You don't need his forgiveness anymore. And indeed, there's a subtle shift. There's a change that takes place. And the one who refuses to forgive, he now becomes the sinner. That's an amazing concept, that we associate sin with doing something wrong. But if we're wrong, if we're the victim, so we feel a certain complacency. We feel victims' rights. But that can get out of hand. Sometimes, if a person can't move from that position, the failure to forgive can render you now become the sinner. Why is that so? Because you do have an obligation to forgive. There's an obligation to forgive, provided that the other person has made it up to you. You have to recognize that we're all fragile, we all make mistakes, we all do the same thing. We've all sinned against others, and we've all had a change of heart, and we've sought forgiveness. Therefore, a person should not be so attached to his own ego that he can't let go of someone who hurt him. The Rambam says that the inability to forgive is a very grave defect. And in fact, he says it's prohibited. I'll read to you now from the Rambam. The Rambam is in Chapter 2 of Laws of Tshuva, Halacha 10. It is prohibited for a person to be achzari, cruel. A person that can't forgive is cruel. Below is pious, that he refuses to be pacified. Now I know many people like that. They're very good people. But if you ever wrong them in any way, they can not let go, they'll never forgive you. But rather the Rambam says he should be noach l'ratzos. A person should be easy to be pacified, easy, quick to forgive. V'kosh alichos, but difficult to anger. And therefore when people apologize to you and ask you to forgive them for a slight, he should forgive him with a full heart and with a willing spirit. Not begrudgingly. You should forgive the person because you have a sympathy for the human condition. You recognize that people are subject to error, they made a mistake, and also you're not that committed to your own ego. My goodness, I was hurt. That can't be. I can't get over that. But then the Rambam goes on to say something which is exceedingly fascinating. He says that even if this person sorely aggrieved him and sinned against him a lot, he should not take revenge, nor should he harbor a grudge. But one second, this, he says, is the derech of the seed of Israel and their correct heart. Therefore the Rambam is saying that this is not just another sin, but this is an essential component of the Jewish soul. The perfected individual, the Jew, is someone who has the inclination to forgive and not the inclination to bear a grudge. The inability to forgive defines this person as lacking. Is lacking in something which calls into question his very Jewishness. Could this person be a Jew? This is the hallmark of the Jew. A certain generous spirit, a certain compassion for mankind, a certain humbleness. He's modest. He doesn't think that, my goodness, if I was wrong, that becomes a global phenomenon that can't be forgiven. Rather, he says that this is associated with the Gentiles. Idolaters. The idolaters, he calls them early lev. They are uncircumcised hearts. Uncircumcised heart means a person remains in his primitive, original, instinctual condition, and he's unable to get past the instincts. He didn't circumcise his heart. He didn't perfect himself. His emotions always remain in their primal, primitive state. And one of the characteristics is that Evrasan Shamro Netach, they retain their anger forever. So people who harbor anger, retain anger, can't let go of anger, essentially what the Rambam is saying is, you're not Jewish. And the proof he brings is from the Givonim. The Givonim were a non-Jewish people who lived among the Jews in the land of Israel. And when Saul, because Saul was afflicted with a mental illness and he wasn't in his right state of mind, but he committed a grave crime, the Novir HaKohanim was destroyed, and they were responsible for supplying the Givonim, and the Givonim were hurt. It's not important to know how they were hurt, but they were hurt. And they had a grievance against the Jews for what had taken place. Fine, it was a legitimate grievance. But then King David sought to pacify them, to apologize, to propitiate them, and nothing worked. And the Tanakh is trying to describe to us the fact that they refused to be pacified, and in doing so it says that the Givonim lo mibnei Yisrael hema. They were not from the Jewish people, and it goes on to say, and they didn't accept the apologies, they could never be pacified. Now, we know that they weren't Jewish. So the reason why it's pointing out in that context is, it's not just telling you that they weren't Jewish, for the fact, to know the fact, but to define that this behavior is not Jewish. They had a grievance, they had a right to the grievance, it was addressed, there were apologies, they should have been able to accept the apologies and to be mochel and to forgive. Since they couldn't do so, it's only because they were not Jewish. That means they didn't partake of the perfection of Jewishness. The perfection of Jewishness is pronounced and expressed essentially through this humbleness, this modesty, this compassion, the ability to be insulted, and indeed to forgive the person who insulted you when he genuinely apologizes. So all Jews have to learn this very, very significant lesson. We don't have an option about this. A person feels that that's up to him, that it's purely his decision. And he'll torture you. I'm not going to give you the benefit. I'm not going to forgive you because you hurt me. Well, the Torah is saying you don't have that option. There's a commandment of God that's applicable. And indeed, it's not just another commandment, but your whole status as a Jew hangs in the balance. One who cannot forgive a slight, an insult, is lacking in his very identity as a Jew.